This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Joey's in Westchester. Joey, BT, and Sal. What's up, Joe?
I agree with you 100% on Volpe. The thing that I noticed with him is he's super late on, like, especially high and inside fastballs.
Yes.
Like, and it's, like, ridiculous. Like, the ball is, like, almost in the glove already by the time he's swinging. He's swinging through it.
I see it all the time. And I'm not talking about, like, 99. Like, you know, even mid-90s, which is kind of like early, low 90s, like it was back in the day when everybody was throwing 92, 93, rather than now where everybody's chasing triple digits. Like, he's late on a fastball. Like, here's the Volpe at bat. Fastball a little elevated that he fouls back or swings through. Then there's a slider on the other batter's box that he either takes for a strike or misses by a mile, and now it's 0-2, and you're dead.
I mean, that happened in the World Series against the Dodgers.
It happens every night.
The other thing, though, I will say, if he can become a slightly above average hitter, he's worth it to keep on this roster.
I agree with that. Yes, I agree.
Just because of the defense, right? He's like a 3-4 win war player, right?
Yeah, his war was about, I think it was 3.5 or something like that last year. Yeah. Now, and by the way, Joey, if the average, thanks for the call, if the average can just get up to something that is passable, well, now his other trait, speed, can be unleashed. Like, this guy should be stealing 40 bags with the two engagements to first base and his jumps and his instincts and his straight point A to point B speed. If he hit 260 or 270, he might steal 50. Hey, you can't steal second if you're not on first.
All right, there it is, the BT and Sal call of the day. Let's get back to these calls before we hand it over to Evan and Tiki. Coming up next in a couple of minutes, 888-808-1019. Let me get Bobby in New London, Connecticut. What's up, Bob?
Hey, BT, I really love your show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Bobby. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What's up?
Oh, good. Hey, well, I wanted to ask you about the Giants, but I changed my mind. Do you think the Martian, Jason Dominguez, is ever going to live up to that hype that we heard of like 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Probably not, if you want my honest opinion, which I'm sure that's what you're looking for. Not some concocted... Probably not.
Can you give me a why on that?
Well, by the way, I'm going to give you... Of course, I'm just saying that. I wasn't looking to drop you, but I'm going to get a few more calls. Thank you for the call. I will say this. I do think there's more visible evidence that he's got a chance to be a difference maker than Volpe. You know, I mean, he just does. Now, I don't mean from a defensive perspective, but from a strength-speed ratio, I think Dominguez has shown some signs. Obviously, when he got called up, when he first came up and he had all those home runs starting in Houston, he just showed this easy, prodigious power. But again, the way he was hyped up, it was like a modern Mantle. I don't see that. I don't even know if we're going to ever see him in center field. And, you know, I'm not sure. I've got to see him more from the right side as a switch hitter. You know, I know he had the big double a couple of games ago, but, you know, I think he was like 1-for-20, whatever it was, from the right-handed part of the box. I am intrigued. I think that he has silenced those who didn't think he could play a functional left field, and I myself was worried, so that's a good thing. So his head's not a mess, and I just hope they keep running him out there. And I think he has a chance to be good, and I'm bullish on him. But again, the hype that was brought when I don't think anybody can hit that hype if you really think about it. But I do like him. Tony's in Deer Park. What up, Tone?
What up, homeboy? Listen, two quick points. One with the Knicks. that win did nothing for me last night except give me a ton of agita. I have more confidence in last year's team. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Giants, I don't want to go there. I don't know if they could have waited to the 34th pick and got a quarterback. I don't know. But they had to do it. I'm glad they did it. And this saves their job for at least 2 years, I think. 2 or 3 years. This saves Shane and Dable's job.
Yeah, there's no way at that point.
Now, I don't even see him. We cannot see this kid. I do not want to see him on the field this year. Let those other two play. We'll get some wins.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to see him next year. I want to see him learn. Hey, listen, Russ is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yep.
Learn what you can from this guy. And then next year, I'd like to see him on the field. I would. And I think I had to do it. And I'm happy about it. As a Giants fan, I'm happy. As a Knicks fan, all I do is stress watching these games. That last 5 minutes, I felt like went for 2 hours. My wife thought I was a mental person, but she knew who she married. She knew.
That's well said, buddy. That's funny. I hear you on that. I like Jackson Dart. I don't know if I want to watch him sit the entire year. He might. I'm not saying that he's not. But what I don't understand is Jackson Dart has played a lot of football. Never, I'm sure you know this, but he started at USC, played 5 or 6 games there, and then it was 13-13-13. So 39 games at Ole Miss. And think about Mark Sanchez when he was drafted early by the Jets. Pete Carroll saying, well, he's not really ready. He hasn't played a ton of football. Mitch Trubisky, well, hasn't really played a whole lot of football. Like, sometimes you ignore those warning signs. Now, you could play 60, like Dorsey from Miami back in the day. I don't know why that name's popping in. Or even Gino Toretta. Like, you could play in college forever, and you just don't have the requisite skills to be a stud in the NFL. But generally, if you can run, and Jackson Dart can run, if you got a good, you know, good sized body, which he does, and you got some talent, if you played a lot in college, you're going to be ready to jump in fairly soon in the NFL. So when people tell me, yeah, I don't want, you know, just let him sit down and not do anything for a year, that doesn't seem to match the recent trend. I mean, he's played a lot of football. I'm looking, you know, 45 starts, almost 1,400 attempts, you know? So that's not the kind of player that you would generally say, I don't want to see him at all this year. The kind of player you say that about is somebody that the Giants maybe, if they didn't take Dart, if they would have drafted somebody tomorrow, you know, in rounds 4, 5, 6, or 7, well, then that's more applicable. You know, we'll see. Let me get, Boogie's in Detroit. Boogie.
What's happening? Y'all all right?
What happened to your boys last night there, Boogie?
Hey, man, that was a good game. And like I called
for us, it was.
Screaming. Man, he Mr. Poke in the Eye. Come on now.
Detroit basketball.
Yeah, hey, like I told your screener, I think we both, New York and Detroit, are blessed to have our teams going head up like this. I think we have the best series that's going on right now. Big ups to you all. Series not over. I thought it was an awesome game, and y'all cannot have LaPorta.
No, and by the way, Boogie, that place was popping for a while, man. I mean, I played. Then it got quiet when the Knicks flexed a little bit. Didn't hear a whole lot. But it was loud. And, yeah, a lot of the series are pretty lame. Celts up 2-0. Obviously, Pacers up. Now it's going back to Milwaukee. Magic won't do anything there against the Celtics. But 2-0. Lakers-T-Wolves is a good series. Luka coming off a great game. You know, I think Knicks and Pistons has been a good series.